This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Longmont-based Digital Globe spent months seeking a new location for a new headquarters along the Northern Front Range. The satellite imagery company recently did an about-face, announcing Westminster as its new site after first selecting Broomfield. Here to talk about Digital Globe's plans and the role of incentives in the decision is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Digital Globe made headlines back in June when it announced it would consider Longmont, Broomfield, and Westminster for its new global headquarters. In fact, we spoke just a couple months ago about Broomfield selection. So what happened in the meantime?
A lot has happened, Erin. You'll recall that Digital Globe had announced plans to anchor the North Park development at I-25 and Colorado Highway 7 in Broomfield, where the company planned to build a 400,000-square-foot headquarters. Mm-hmm. Left out in the cold was Longmont, which has served as the headquarters for the company. Then, more recently, Digital Globe rescinded those plans and announced that it would instead sign a 15-year lease for an existing building near I-25 and 120th Avenue in Westminster. That's at a building currently occupied by a high-tech company called Avaya.
Well, what prompted the company to have second thoughts about Broomfield? And I'm guessing incentives played some role in that decision?
That's where things get really interesting, Erin. The Boulder County Business Report filed Colorado open records requests with the cities involved and found that incentives really didn't play much of a role at all, though not for lack of trying. Some details about the incentives were redacted before the documents were turned over to the business report. But what we've learned is that Digital Globe is receiving about $6.2 million in incentives from Westminster, but was offered $7.2 million in incentives by Broomfield. A more staggering number is what Longmont offered, more than $18 million in incentives.
Well, I think the big question is, why would Digital Globe reject an incentive offer that was three times greater than what it's receiving in Westminster?
Well, Digital Globe is a large company. It's anticipating 2013 revenue of at least $635 million. So a few million dollars, while big money to most of us, probably wasn't that big a factor. And the company was really set on consolidating its operations closer to its workforce in the Denver metro area. Longmont simply didn't fit its plans. It really does demonstrate that incentives, while important, are not the end-all and be-all for some companies. Other factors are at play.
Right. So Digital Globe rejected a large pool of incentives from Longmont. What made it abandon plans for a new facility in Broomfield?
Well, it was after Digital Globe had announced its plans for Broomfield that Avaya approached the company about leasing its facility in Westminster. The offer was so attractive that Digital Globe had to consider it. Probably the biggest factor is that Digital Globe does not have to invest $75 million to $80 million up front for a new building, as it was planning in Broomfield, and it gets a building that is particularly well-suited to its needs.
Well-suited to its needs. What does that mean exactly? What is it about this building that's so attractive?
The Avaya building is already set up with a lot of the elements that Digital Globe requires. It has a security system already in place, and the building itself encompasses 482,000 square feet. That's enough to provide ample growing room for the company. The location also puts Digital Globe even closer to an expanding workforce in the Denver metro area. That should make it easier for the company to add about 500 workers, as it plans to do. And finally, the building even has a giant ornamental satellite dish, something very appropriate for a satellite imagery company.
I have seen that driving by. And
absolutely.
That may have been the clincher. Thanks, Chris.
You bet.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.